Ramadan, Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another episode of our series, The Virtues of Ramadan. Let's start our episode by listening to an excellence of reciting Durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated, on the Day of Judgment, there would be no shade other than the arsh of Allah azza wa jal. Three types of people would be under the shade of that arsh. He, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, was asked, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who are the people that would be under that shade? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, Number one, the person removing the difficulty of any of my followers. Number two, the one reviving my sunnah. And number three, the one reciting salat upon me in abundance. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, before watching this episode, let's make some good intentions. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. That is, the believer's intention is better than his action. Therefore, let's make some good intentions before listening to this episode. Firstly, make the intention that you will listen to this episode to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. You will listen to this episode till the very end, and whatever you learn from this episode, inshallah, you will try to apply it in your real life. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, today is the last episode of our series. We'll cover the topic of Eid al-Fitr and the fast in the month of Shawwal, inshallah azza wa jal. The revered and renowned Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, one who performed qiyam, that is, performed worship in the nights of Eid, that is Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, seeking reward, his heart will not die on the day when the hearts of people will die. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Burayda radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, on the day of Eid al-Fitr, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would go to offer Eid Salah after eating something, whereas on Eid al-Adha, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would not eat anything unless he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam offered Eid Salah. In Bukhari, there is another hadith narrated by Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. On the day of Eid al-Fitr, the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would not go until he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam ate a few dates in odd numbers. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, make the intention that you will follow this sunnah inshallah azza wa jalla. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would go to offer Eid Salah from one path and would return from the other. Now dear viewers, let's listen to the method of offering Eid Salah. Firstly, you have to make the following intention that I intend to offer 2 rakat Salah of Eid al-Fitr or Eid al-Adha with 6 additional takbirat for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal following this imam. So this is your intention. Having made the intention, raise the hands up to the ears, utter Allahu Akbar, and then fold the hands below the navel and recite the sana. Then raise your hands to the ears, utter Allahu Akbar, and leave them at your side. Then raise your hands again to the ears, utter Allahu Akbar, and leave them at your side. Then raise the hands once again up to the ears, utter Allahu Akbar, and fold them. In short, the hands will be folded after the first and the fourth takbir, whereas they will be left at the sides after the second and third takbir. In other words, the hands will be folded when something is to be recited in qiyam after takbir, while they will be left at the sides when nothing is to be recited. Then the imam will recite ta'awuz and tasmiyah in a low voice and surah al-fatiha and another surah aloud. Thereafter, he will perform ruku. In the second rakat, the Imam will first recite Surah Al-Fatiha and another Surah aloud. After the recitation, utter three takbirat, raising the hands up to the ears each time and leaving them at your sides. Then perform ruku by uttering the fourth takbir without raising the hands and complete the rest of the salah as per the usual method. To stand silent between every two takbirat for as long as Subhanallah can be uttered thrice is necessary. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, for whom is Eid Salah wajib? Let's hear about that. The Salah of both Eids, that is Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, is wajib, but only for those people whom Salatul Jumu'ah is wajib for. Furthermore, neither Azan nor Iqamat is to be uttered for Salatul Eid. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, the time for Eid Salah starts 20 minutes after sunrise and continues till Nisfun Nahare Shari. However, it is mustahab to delay Eid al-Fitr Salah and offer Eid al-Adha Salah early. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, now let's listen to some virtues of fasting after Eid. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah has narrated that the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, the one fasting in Ramadan and then fasting 6 days in Shawwal has been cleansed from his sins as if he was born from his mother's womb today. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Ayyub radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated the following statement of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Whoever keeps fasts in Ramadan and then keeps 6 fasts in Shawwal, it is as if he has kept fasts for his entire life. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Su'ban radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, has said, the one fasting 6 days after Eid al-Fitr in Shawwal has fasted the entire year, because whoever brings one good deed will get 10 rewards for it. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Dear viewers of Madani channel, by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla, for the sake of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, how easy it is for us to earn the reward of fast for the whole year. Every Muslim should seize this opportunity. The wisdom behind the reward of a year's fast is that Allah Azza wa Jalla bestows 10-time reward upon the Muslims for every single deed just because of His mercy. Thus, the merciful Allah Azza wa Jalla has said, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, whoever brings one good, then for him there are 10 like thereof. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, the foregoing verse makes it clear that the fasts of Ramadan are equivalent to those 10 months, and then 6 more fasts are equivalent to 60 fasts, that is 2 months of fasting. In this way, one will earn the reward of fast of the entire year. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Sadru Sharia Badru Tariqah, Hadi Allama Maulana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated in a footnote in Bahar Shariat, it is better to have these 6 fasts, the 6 fasts on Shawwal, it is better to have these 6 fasts separately on alternate days or after every 2 or 3 days. But there is still no harm if somebody fasts consecutively after Eid al-Fitr. Khalil Millat, Sheikh Allama Maulana Muhammad Khalil Khan Qadri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, though there is no harm if somebody keeps these fasts consecutively after Eid al-Fitr, it is better to keep them separately. That is, one after Eid al-Fitr, then 2 in every week. If it takes the whole month to have 6 fasts, it seems more appropriate. In other words, one can keep 6 fasts whenever he wants in the whole month except the day of Eid al-Fitr. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, there are other blessings of fasting as well. Sayyidatana Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiallahu ta'ala anha has narrated, the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would keep fasts on Saturday, Sunday and Monday in 1 month, and then he would keep fast on Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday in the next month. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. سيدنا عثمان بن أبو عاص رضي الله تعالى عنه has said that he رضي الله تعالى عنه heard the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم say, as any one of you have a shield for protection during war, likewise, fast is also your shield from hell, and three fasts every month are the best fasts. Fasting 3 days every month is like fasting for the entire life. The fast of Ramadan and three fasts every month remove the evil of the chest. Whoever can fast 3 days every month should do so, because every fast removes 10 sins and cleanses the sinner from sins as water washes clothes. If you want to fast 3 days in a month, so fast on the 13th, 14th and 15th. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in order to make the habit of fasting in the Ayyamul Bid, practicing sunnahs and performing other good deeds, please join the Dini environment of Dawat Islami, a global and religious non-political movement of the Quran and Sunnah. Just watching the Madani activities from the sidelines will not prove to be so effective. Travel with the Madani kaflas, with the devotees of Rasul. Listen how even extremely wicked people became pious due to the blessing of joining the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. An Islamic brother from Sindh has stated, "I was an extremely wicked and evil person. I used to quarrel with people on trivial matters. All the neighbors were distressed due to my misdeeds, and my family was so fed up with me that they used to pray for my death. Luckily, making individual effort, some Islamic brothers invited me to take part in the collective i'tikaf in Ramadan. I agreed to do so. I wasn't serious about it, but I performed i'tikaf with the devotees of Rasul in the holy month of Ramadan in Maiman Masjid with the intention of passing my time. During the i'tikaf, I learned about the method of wuzu, ghusl, salah, the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal, those of people and respect of Muslims. Sunnah-inspiring speeches and heart-rending du'as had a great effect on me. With remorse, I repented of my previous sins and developed a desire to do good deeds. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I grew my beard, which is a symbol of love of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I started wearing a turban and started calling people towards the right path, giving up fighting and arguing." Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's episode, we heard the blessings of Eid al-Fitr, we heard the method of offering Eid Salah, and we also heard the virtues of fasting. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept all our worship in the holy month of Ramadan. For the sake of this blessed month, may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive all of us without accountability. For the sake of the blessed month of Ramadan, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Ramadan, Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan.